Marshall graduate and Huntington native Griffin McElroy has been named to Forbes 30 Under 30 list for media for 2017. The 29-year-old McElroy was chosen for his work as one of the founding editors of Polygon, Vox's video game website, as well as weekly podcasts. One of those podcasts, My Brother and Me, is part of the Maximum Fun Podcast Network. It's an advice podcast with less than serious answers. It received over 3.5 million streams in November. Griffin and the McElroy brothers, Justin and Travis, have also developed the podcast into an online television show for the NBC Universal Network called CISO. It's an online comedy network.
So, Griffin, what does this reward mean as far as, you know, for your professional aspirations and what you've done so far?
It's kind of hard for me to wrap my mind around it a little bit. I'm still kind of in awe of the fact that I got it at all, because, like, I'm really proud of the work I do and sort of the niche that I've carved for myself. But I never in a million years thought that something like this would happen to me.
You know, what is it that you're doing and that they recognize you for?
I was sort of one of the first people doing video for Polygon, and now our video team is huge, and it's doing really, really well. It's a really, really successful video team, so I'm really proud of that. But at the same time, I do a bunch of podcasts that I helped start and get off the ground that are also doing really well. And I'm to the point now where, like, pretty much every day of the week I have, like, a different thing that I work on that comes out. It may not seem like it just because, you know, the things I do are, like, I do videos about video games, and I talk about the television show The Bachelor, and I played Dungeons and Dragons with my family. Like, these are all things that I do for these different projects, but, like, the fact that I do so many of them and have, you know, so many deadlines a week, it is a lot of work. And so, like, I think whatever recognition Forbes has sort of given me is sort of recognition of just that I put my fingers in a lot of different pies, I guess.
How'd you get from the journalism school to this point where you're being recognized by Forbes? You know, how did you go from being a broadcast student to one that has your hands in all these different areas?
I believe in my junior year at Marshall, I got a job offer to be a weekend editor at a website called Joystick, which was a video game website for AOL. And that was really, like, where I got my start. Joystick was one of the, like, bigger North American video game websites, and I sort of learned how to do the work while I was working there. And while I was there, they started doing a podcast for a few years, and towards the end of it, I was on that podcast pretty regularly, and so that was what spawned the other podcasts that we do. We started doing My Brother and Me, which is our biggest podcast, while we were still at Joystick, based on, like, hey, we have a good time doing this podcast. What if we did one with our other brother, Travis? Justin worked with me at Joystick at the time. And so that was sort of a launch pad for the podcast. And then all the other podcasts I do sort of spawned off from that. And then about, like, 5 years ago, a few of us left Joystick and teamed up with some other folks to start Polygon.
What's that like to kind of be your own, I need to look into this, or I need to cover this game, or what have you?
Generally speaking, like, being your own boss or whatever, it took me a while to sort of figure out how to do it. After I graduated Marshall, I kept working at Joystick, and back then they were paying by the post, and it was, like, my full-time job, so you only got paid based on, like, how many things you wrote, and so I had to be disciplined and, like find work to do and get good at it, or else I, like, wouldn't be able to pay the rent that month. And so that was, like, that sort of having that fire underneath me was a big help.
And it kind of leads me right into what I was going to ask you next is, you know, what's been the toughest part about each day is what you can come up with kind of out of your head to make something interesting.
The toughest part of, like, this career that I've kind of made for myself is that I have, like, something every day that has to get done. And it's all really satisfying. And I love all the projects that I'm working on. It's a lot of work, and I can't, like, it's hard for me to take a week off from any of the stuff. And so, like, I will finish one project and then the very next, like, hour be like, okay, time to start in on the next thing.
How did Huntington and West Virginia and Marshall's School of Journalism kind of shape that work ethic that you're talking about that's crucial to, you know, every day making sure something's getting done?
I feel like I can say pretty confidently that, like, they kind of put you through the ringer a little bit. And there were a lot of times when I would want to slack off a little bit because I was a college student and I wanted to take it easy. I wanted to treat these big projects with less work ethic than they deserved, and that dog just won't hunt. Like I remember trying to turn in some articles late for the Parthenon when I was enrolled in that class, and that didn't happen so much.
Thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.